Yivamis, Perek Vav Mishnah Vav. Lo yivatel odem yipiri v'rivyo, elam kein yesh lebonim. Here, since in the last Mishnah, we spoke about an islandness and the fact that she can't have children, maybe it's a chiddush, according to Yehuda, would render her an isha zayna, so we're going into Inyani Puruvu. So the Mishnah says over here that there's a chiv Puruvu, it's a chiv gomer, and me lo yivatel odem yimena, elam kein yesh lebonim. Lamaisa, the Gemara says that even if a person does have children, he should not stay not married, because that's one. Second of all, there's a chiv l'shevis yitzara, that there's a chiv, less of a chiv, it's not a mitzvah gemura, but it's a chiv midivreihem, that a person should be oisik in piri v'rivya. The Gemara in that context brings a pasuk, baboike tizrael v'erev. A person should still, the erev of a person's life, he should still be oisik in creating new products. This is Rabbi Kiva, who b'tzirusoy lost his 24,000 Talmidim, and b'ziknusoy, the Talmidim that he was maimid Talmidim for Gans Klai. So the Gemara has the whole maizu with Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim, and like Ba'imer, over here in this Gemara because of that. B'shamay oimim shnei schorim. What's period of review? B'shamay hold shnei schorim. The Gemara learns out that the Makor is from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was perished Mishnah after he had Shnei Zchorim. But he still learned Zochon Nekevah Shenemar, Zochon Nekevah Bor Om, and it makes sense that the Kiyam Hamin, the Kiyam Abriya, is there has to be a Zochon for every Nekevah, Nekevah for every Zochon. Says the Mishnah, Noso Yisho Vesho Yimo Yaseh Shonim V'lo Yoldo. He married a woman and he's married 10 years, and he didn't have any children. Anyway, Shai Levatl. That's already long enough. 10 years, Gemara learns out from Avram Avinu, left Eretz Canaan when he was 75. And when he was 85, that's when Sarah approached him that he should take Hagar in order to have children. That's Yad Yishmon when he was 86. So Vaisa's age was 85. So that's 10 years from when he came to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says that even though Avram Avinu was married to Sarah many more years, but the coming to Eretz Yisrael would have been like a new start. It would have been a new mazel. So 10 years after that, that's already when she gave him Hagar. Gersha, muteres l'nosei l'acher. She's allowed to get married to somebody else, even though it's more common that the woman can't have children, but it's not vaday. So if they get divorced, the only thing that's for sure after 10 years is that the two of them, it's not working. But she's allowed to get married to somebody else. No vadoy, said whoever marries her is mevatel. V'rashai hasheni lishos yimei hasheshonim. Yena has the same hasheshonim. Sometimes it's from the man, sometimes the woman, sometimes it's the combination of the two of them. V'mipilo, moini mishoshi pilo. Hipilo is not called childlessness. So mel, the zman of hasheshonim has to start from hipilo. So hipilo, it's mishoshi pilo. Just to iron out a few nekudas over here. The Rav points out, Lamashal, that the Eseshonim Feshtetzach is Eseshonim Shehiroilis Aber. There's any point in time where they're separated, or somebody's not well, or he's in jail, etc. About that, it's not Bechlal. The Eseshonim, like we said, we learn out from Avram. The Mefarshim ask Akasha, it really comes from the Gemara, that Lachari Yitzchok waited 20 years. Why didn't he marry again 10 years after? That Avram was married for many years, that's because he was in Chutz Laretz. So the Gemara says that Chutz Laretz is Ein Olam Aminyan. It has to be 10 years in Eretz Yisrael, the Mishnah. Yitzchok was 10 years in Eretz Yisrael. Why didn't he get married? He waited 20 years. The Teretz is Yitzchok knew that it was Midi Day. But it's only where there's Yitzchok knew that he wasn't Roy Lahoylid, B'derech HaTeva, Kimavur in the Mefarshim. Masha'en came where there's no known sibus, and then he has a right to be megarisher. What happens where he knows klar that it's not mitzidoy? For instance, the mefarshim bring down that what happens if he has another wife, he has children. And now obviously if he has children, it's not negated to peruvu. But the mefarshim bring another fallout, is that the gemara over here, the Rav brings it, is that besides for if he's Megarish and Isham, besides for the Altsish, Dadas of Imakai and Pruavu, the halach is that if he knows that she's not a Basbonim, then he's not Mechuyev Ksuba. And if it's Mitzidoi, then of course he has to bring her Ksuba. The Rav brings down from the Gemara what happens if he's Megarisher and she says, she knows that physically he can't have children. She senses that physically he can't have children. And Yerik Yechetz, as I state in the Rav, Samamela, if she claims it, then of course he has to give her a ksuba. Umatilin Oleo Cherim, that if she's not telling the truth, there's no way to be Mavarit, she says that he can't. So then the halacha is that she's Becherim al Tainu Sheker. But the point that if he has other children, that he can be Megarisha if she's not a Basbonim, there's a possibility that there's something about the two of them. So Mela, one of the Mafashim, the Chidushim Arich on the side over here, points out that the Mashmos of Rashi, the way he brings the Sugi and Gittin is that even if he has all the children, which L'chayr by process of elimination means that it's Mitzido, so then he'd still be Mechuyiv to give her a get, unless it's clear that she can't have children. Now there's another Noisi over here, also look at the Melech HaShleim brings, it's really Machlok to show him how to learn up the Gemara, and that is that what happens if the Eser Shonim is that he doesn't have a ben or bas. Remember that the Chiyuv Piri V'Rivyo is a son and a daughter. So what happens if not? Maybe she's not capable of having a daughter and he can't be Mekayim. Maybe she's not capable of having a son and she can't be and he can't be Mekayim. Is that also B'chlal the din of Eser Shonim? That seems to be two shittas that are brought in the Rajva. The Rajva is Machriya that Avada Nat. The Muki Yosef brings it. There's another discussion over here in the Gemara. What happens if a woman marries two times and she doesn't have children? So the question is, could you then assume, Begidre Chazoka, that she's a Murzekes, that she can't have children? Normal, we paskin, that Chazoka is three times. But there's a whole discussion over here, Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel. There's a Machlokes, the father and the son. Rebbe holds that Sheni in Shlishi Loi de Betrei Havi Chazoka. This would be negeh l'chor l'gabi shor amuid. Would be negeh by vestois. Would be negeh also by meis ochiv machmas milo. And what comes out, you can look at the Melech HaShleim, it quotes the Gemara Bekitzer, it's a whole sugi over here, is that kaimalon b'nesuin v'milo k'rebi, because of sovik nefoshois, v'kaimalon Kirib Shimon Gamliel, the three times Legabi Vestus and Sharmud. So we know that three times the Chazaka, but it really depends what we're talking about. Legabi the din of what happens if she marries somebody and he dies, that she's a Katlonis over there, two times is enough. Legabi Milo also two times. Now the Mishnah finishes off with one last detail. Ho ish mitzuva al piri v'rivyo, avaloi ho isho. Terry says, the Gemara Dashans from the fact that Terry says, Pruvu, Milu v'kivshua. Misha darke b'kivush is darke b'pruvu. A woman's not m'chuyif. Rabbi Yechem Emreka argues, Al shneim o'em, you look at the Pasuk and Pasuk Reishis, Vayvorach oysom elikim vayem lohem elikim pruvu. L'maisa da'aloch is not like Rabbi Yechem Emreka. We pask him that a man is m'chuyif, a woman's not m'chuyif, a woman's not m'chuyif to get married. It's a man's obligation to be m'kayim pruvu. Efshe kem etzulekin. There's a famous kasha that Tosfos in different places in Shas discusses that a man should be able to marry a woman that's asura lo b'chatzi eved chatzi mechayin because he has no choice. It's the only woman that he can marry, and he has a mitzvah say pruvu yove asay the piri v'itcha d'lois asay over there by a shivcha. And the kasha is asked, l'chayra, that's fine for him. What about for her? Al kocher, you have to say that even though she's not mitzvah, she's part of the mitzvah. So it's possible that the Tanakhama that holds that the mitzvah is olov v'loy alo isha doesn't have a problem with the wording of the pasuk vayivarech oisom because avada she's part of his kiyum mitzvah. V'horaya, she can be part of the aseh dechaloy. Say it's the only way to be mekayim the mitzvah pre-vivivya is with a wife, with a woman. So avada she's part of the etzem kiyum mitzvah even if she's not mechuyiv in the hishtadlus of the mitzvah. Okay, now we're going to start Perek Zayin. Mishnah Aleph. Almona l'koin godl. Grusha v'chalutza l'koin hedyet. These are two women that are asuras, as we've learned. And almona l'koin godl is chai v'lavin vasei. Grusha v'chalutza l'koin hedyet is chai v'lavin. Again, like we've pointed out many times, a grusha is deraisa, chalutza is derabonon. So the Mishnah over here is now going to say a new din that we haven't met up with before. Hichnisa loy avdei melug v'avdei tzoin barzel. If she brings into the marriage, it's only Chai V'Lavin, Kedushin is Chal, we paskin, that there's Tfisas Kedushin by Chai V'Lavin. The Mishnah is going to say now, Din, that's Negen Nechosim, that she brings into the marriage. This whole topic, we've had it before, we had it in the fourth parak, It's really shayak to Maseches Ksubis, but let's give a basic. There's two types of assets that a woman could bring into the marriage. There's Nichse Melug, Nichse Tzayim Barzel. Nichse Melug, Melug is like a lotion of boiling, melting, is because, let's say, she could bring in real estate, she could bring in Avodim, she could bring in Metaltlin. The usage of the assets belongs to him, the Peros. The Kinyan HaGuf of the assets, the field, the house, in this case that we're going to be talking in the Mishnah Legabi, the Avodim, the assets belong to her. So, Moshe, let's say the field gets used up. So, fine, it gets depreciated. He used it for 30, 40, 50 years. After she leaves the marriage, it goes back to her. If she gets divorced, it goes back to her. If he dies, they go back with her. They're not shaykh to his assets. Nichsei Tzoyin Barzel, we see the nechosim that come into the marriage as his, and his mechuyiv d'achrais, it's part of the ksuba. And ksuba is referred to also as part of the ksuba, because ksuba is money that he owes after the marriage ends. He owes, let's say she brought in value of $10,000. It's not that he has the hishtamshus of these nechosim. He has the nechosim, his mechuyiv, the dollar and cents amount that they're valued at, his mechuyiv to give that to her when she leaves the marriage. Of course, if she dies first, he ashens her, so it's not negeh. So because of that, there's a fundamental chilek over here. We're learning in Perek Amon L'Kohen Gadol the halachos of a marriage of, an eshes, a Yisraelis, to a Kohen, or let's say, in this case, a Grusha V'chalutza L'Kohen Hadid, and Amon L'Kohen Gadol, what are the dinim of her avodim insofar as eating truma? What's the noise, eh? An eved of a kohen eats truma, the same way a kohen eats truma, the Torah says kinyan kaspoy. Kinyan kaspoy pashtus means an eved, by the way, means he's an eishes kohen. An eishes kohen, she's a Yisraelis, how does she eat truma? Because she's called kinyan kaspoy, as I state in the Gemara over here, and also in Ksubis. The shell is if it's mamish kinyan kaspoy, there's another pasuk also called Torah bebeisoy, she's bebeisoy. When does she eat truma? After the nesuin, not before the nesuin. She's not bebeisoy, even though the kinyan kaspoy is mizman erisin, that which is why the Gemara in Ksubis says that midereisa she can eat because she's kinyan kaspoy. It's only xer derabbanan while she's still living in her father's house, not to eat truma. Vinishvi, the avodim that she brings into the marriage, if they're nichse melug, they belong to her. So they're avodim of hers. Now she can eat truma. So in a regular marriage of a Yisraelis to a Kohen, good, she becomes an Asian Kohen, now she can eat truma. Her avodim can eat. But we're starting the Mishnah with a case of Almana L'Kohen Gadol, or a Grusha V'chalutza L'Kohen Hadid, she's not allowed to live with the Kohen. So Mamela, she does not get a din of Ishtei Shel Kohen insofar as Kedusha's Kuna of eating truma is concerned. Therefore, Hechnisa Lo Avdim Luk V'Avdei Tzoyin Basel, both of them come into the marriage, but there's a chilek. Avdei melug lo yoichlu betruma, because the marriage only allows what belongs to him to eat truma. She doesn't have an egen edin to eat truma. Her avodim don't eat truma. The avdei melug belong to her, like we said. Therefore, lo yoichlu betruma. Avdei tzoyin barzel yoichelu. Avdei tzoyin barzel belong to him because he's achriusam aleihem. He has to put the money back, he has to give the money back to her. That means the be'etzim, they're in his rishus. Therefore, yoichelu. What is the definition of avdim melug? The Mishnah defines it. Ve'elu and avdim melug im meisu meisu lo. They belong to her. If the eved would die, if it would be a field and the field would wither up, meisu lo. It's her loss. Belongs to her. Im hoisiru. If there's usage still left after the marriage is finished, hoisiru lo. Completely belongs to her. He was just temporarily a mishnamish. Even though he's using the avodim, so therefore avadi has to give the upkeep of the avodim. Can't have avodim come to a marriage. They're hers, but since he's using it, so Meli has to provide. It's like saying that she brings a car into the marriage, he's allowed to drive. Of course, he has to be the one to fill it up with gas. So therefore, hare elu lo yoichlu betruma. The halach is that since they belong to her, this avdei melug, therefore lo yoichlu betruma, like we said. Ve'elu en avdei tzoyin barzel. Fakert, the mesu mesu lo, he has to replace them. They're fully in his rishus, and he's fully mechuyev the achrayis to give them back to her from his own. Vim hoisiru hoisiru lo. If there's something left over in the eved, then he gets it because he's replacing the value of the Eved. The Eved comes in, let's say he's valued at $10,000. He has to replace the $10,000. What happens if the Eved that comes into the marriage is worth, now at the end of the marriage, for whatever reason, he has a specialized skill, he's worth $15,000. That $5,000 extra is his value. He only has to replace the $10,000. So they're his. Hoyovu chayv v'achriusin, since they're his, and he's mukhiv to replace them, it comes out of his own pocket. Hare elu yoichlu bitruma. Therefore, he could eat truma. That's the general gist. We're going to flesh out the Mishnah Yisabah, more details regarding these dinim.